Dr. Javier DeJean-Fink, note on Cynthia Johnson, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-T-O-N, birthday 7-4-59, dictation 4-25-25. Patient presents with complaints of skag-type pain to right lower extremity, extending to foot. For the past several months, post falling on her back about a year ago, has seen chiropractor and used a home old TENS unit without benefit. States that she also had a hyperextension of the right knee, dog hitting her about a month ago, now with pain to posterior and right lateral knee, with some discomfort with ambulation for the past 2 weeks. Say she can only walk for a couple hours a day and without onset of discomfort. Has been taken over to counter anti-inflammatory agents. Also describes pain to right proximal foot for 2 weeks without known injury, with some discomfort with ambulation. Review of symptoms of those non-contributory, past medical history, see chart, social family history, patient lives alone. Takes care of home with occasional help from son. Has to do outside work and with 3 German shepherds. Physical exam. General appearance, mild distress, extremities noted to be 2+ tenderness to right proximal foot with a slight painful range of motion. Also noted to be 3+ tenderness to right posterior knee, popliteal area, and lateral knee with painful range of motion and elevation. Also noted to be 1+ tenderness to right gluteal muscle with negative straight leg raising and no restriction or painful range of motion of hip or back. Back period. Remainder of physical exam including gait, neurovascular, skin within normal limits, head, eyes, ears, and nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs, cross, chest, depression. Heart rhythm without members of gallop. Abdomen soft, again, megalator tenderness. Impression. Sprain injury, contusion to right buttocks without evidence of radiculopathy or low back pain. Also, the apparent tendonitis sprain to right knee involving hamstrings and lateral ligament, compressional contusion, sprain to right proximal foot. Patient was had x-rays of back, knee and foot without abnormalities and arthritic changes. Patient was given dipamedrol 20 milligrams IM with Medrol dose back to be followed by Celebrex. Was advised to get rigid knee brace, and to use 10 units as needed. And she's been using CBD all over the counter. I didn't say it before, Medrol is back to be followed by Celebrex for the next several weeks. It stated if not getting better in a week or two, recommend seeing an orthopedist with a probable MRI of the knee and at least. even beforehand for further evaluation. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.